everybody. Welcome to Magic the Amateuring, episode 26, The Vegas Show.
Woo!
Cha-ching, cha-ching. That's the sound of a slot machine.
Flip, 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 flip,
I'm
flip,
one of flip, your flip. Slot machines, Maria.
I was a deck of cards being shuffled, and I'm Megan.
And I'm a visor that you can kind of see through, and my name is Ben.
Welcome to the show! We talk about Magic the Gathering for amateur players, or for players who are cool people too. Are you a cool person? You're in the right place.
Don't pressure them.
To be cool?
Yeah, no. Let them be however they want to be.
You're great however you are, listener.
We accept you the way you are.
I was going to say, what if they're a douchebag?
That we still want them.
Do you know what? That's right.
Unless you smell.
I might smell, you guys.
I wasn't talking to you, Megan. I was talking to the listener, but...
Oh, well, you're looking right at me, so I felt self-conscious and felt the need to say something about smelling.
Megan, you smell like the mist after a rain.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's because I am.
Smells like dead worms in here.
That's Ben's gift, everyone. He can turn any compliment into an insult.
My gift is my nose is pretty all right to look at.
Ben, turn this compliment into an insult. You're the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning.
You're like the bill that I haven't paid.
You're like how I thought that everything was fine, and then I woke up and remembered that my pet is dead.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. Harsh. Well, everyone, this is the Vegas show. We're not in Vegas, but we're in Vegas in our minds, because half the magic world, it seems, is in Vegas this weekend for GP Vegas.
Why don't you just pretend we're in Vegas, and we'll pretend we're in Vegas, and and then this fact never leaves... outside of
Vegas.
Right.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
If you don't tell, we won't tell.
Ben, take your top off.
Good thing I had another top on underneath.
Thank goodness.
Well, we have a great show. We're going to talk about Constructed, which Megan and Ben are dipping their toes into. We're going to workshop a new draft format that Megan has invented. Great Moments in Addiction. And we're going to do our first... crack a pack on the show. We've never done that before.
Wait, haven't we?
No.
Wait.
Are you sure we haven't?
Maria, we definitely have.
Okay.
Check the historical records.
Bring out the scroll.
Yeah, we cracked old packs. I think that's still crack a pack.
All right, you're right.
Don't discriminate here.
The first new pack.
We're going to do it like a current set.
Yes.
All right, that works. You can say that.
Are you guys excited?
Woo! Yay. Take your top off.
On a scale, take your top off. On a scale of 1 to boner, where are you at?
And how excited I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a half a boner.
Ooh, chubs.
1 is a boner. It's the same thing.
What? But you said on a scale from 1
to boner.
So boner to boner. On a scale from boner to boner?
Scale of 1 to 1, I guess I'm a 1.
Ben just
ladies, boner is where I start.
Oh, God.
And you can only get less of a boner?
No, I can only go up from there. That's
where do you go from boner?
Where do you go from boner?
Oh, you guys have only ever experienced boner?
Ben, enlighten us. What's that? What? What's beyond? What's in the great beyond?
Look, I want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
You can hear more of this witty banter. I do finger quotes around that by following us on Twitter at MTAcast.
That's right. Yep.
All right, dudes, it's time for for crack a pack.
Fake? Are you faking it?
It's time for Maria, are you faking it?
You have to make the sound of opening a pack.
Maria, have you been faking it every time?
That I crack a pack. Look, I just don't want everyone else in the store to be disappointed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I understand.
Just kidding, ladies. Don't do it.
I just thought that we were having a real, like, great experience cracking this pack together. And it turns out that you were just faking having
this crack-a-pack just feels really overproduced.
Look, here's what happened. I won a Modern Masters pack. I opened it in anticipation. And then I was like, fuck, I probably should have saved it for the show. But
Maria,
you have not.
Contain herself.
Neither of you have seen what's in this.
That's true.
So it's like the first time.
So maybe you should leave the room and then we can do a real correct bag.
There we go.
I casually glanced.
Ooh.
So is that... Never mind.
First, it's going to be Modern Masters. Ready? Now make the sound of it opening, Megan.
Crinkle, crinkle.
No, I'm a living thing.
Throw it in the trash. Throw it in the trash.
That was the sound of a corn thresher.
Oh, I thought it was the sound of a meat de-skinner.
I thought it was just the sound of a chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Which it took us to open that pack.
How much more de-skin do you need to get if you're already meat?
I saw a video about it this past week.
Sure, this morning, yeah. What? That's what you woke up to.
Hey.
I watch a lot. I put my alarm is random YouTube video, and so it wakes me up with just a random video. Today's was meat skinning.
Wait, you can do that?
It's a complete lie.
How do you?
I was so happy, and now I'm so sad, and it happened in the space of like 3 seconds.
Yeah. So
I'm
anybody.
I'm googling it. I bet it exists. WakeTube.
WakeTube.
YouTube alarm clock.
No
yes!
way.
It says a random music video.
Oh, well.
Well,
fuck that.
That's stupid.
Although this one did have a jazzy soundtrack.
The meat de-skinner?
The meat de-skinner, yeah.
As all meat de-skinners should, I'm sure.
Yeah. It was at the Found Footage Fest, you guys. Look it up online. All right, the first card we have in here.
All right.
Is a zombie token.
Zombie token.
Anyway, we'll start with the comments.
I want my money back.
That's a pretty nice looking zombie.
What card makes a zombie token?
Your mom.
Oh, I don't even know. Sisis. Tysis.
What?
Tysis? No.
No.
That was a guess.
Do you guys, listeners at home, do you know how to figure out, using only the internet, what card from Modern Masters makes that zombie token?
You go to Google.
No, I wouldn't go to Google.
Where'd you
go,
Ben?
I'd go to magiccards.info and do an advanced search.
Oh, snap!
Advanced search.
Magiccards.info.
And
do
in,
an advanced
and in rules text, I type in zombie token.
Oh, snap.
And then you put in Modern Masters.
And then under
Masters.
Set, I'd do Modern Masters. And then I'd hit search.
What is it?
And it would bring up Bridge from Below.
Oh.
Hey, I remember maybe seeing one of these when we did that draft last week.
Yeah, this card is not very good in limited.
Yeah.
It's more of a constructed card. It's like a combo card.
Totally was one of these.
This is an enchantment, and it costs 3 black mana, but it only actually does anything if it's in your graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. I definitely saw it.
And when it's in your graveyard, I don't even know what it does. It like makes tokens sometimes.
Ben, you're looking at it. Read it. Just read it, Ben.
He's so lazy.
Ben, just fucking
read it. Whenever a non-token creature is put into your graveyard from the battlefield, if Bridge from Below is in your graveyard, put a 2/2 black zombie creature token onto the battlefield. When a creature is put into opponent's graveyard from the battlefield, if Bridge from Below is in your graveyard, exile Bridge from Below. Okay, so do you know what it does?
Yep.
Okay. I love the art.
You just said it.
I love this new art. I want it on playmat. Wizards
what?
Deliver.
What is
rawr, rawr, rawr.
I don't know. It just kind of looks cool.
It does look cool.
Anyway.
It's obviously a bridge.
Our first card we've opened is Saltfield Recluse.
Two and a white.
Oh,
Saltfield Recluse, come inside.
For a 1 and a 2.
We want to hang out with you.
You tap it, and target creature gets -2/-0 until end of turn.
Nice.
Look at those like sound waves coming out of a staff.
Woo.
Yeah, nice.
Is that what happens
when you get a super boner?
Keep guessing.
We'll get there. All right, so that guy just seems
you
like
hear
a
boom from a sonic boner because it's going faster than the speed of light. Sound. It's going faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah, speed of light would be impossible.
There you go. Or would it?
Or would it?
Then you go back in time and the boner never happened.
Oh my god.
It'd be possible if your boner had zero mass.
All right, what's next?
Next, we have Sporloth Ancient. 3.
I hate this card.
I like this card.
All right, you guys are going to battle. It's 3/2 green for a 4/4. At the beginning of your upkeep, you get to put a spore counter, remove 2 spore counters from this creature, and you get a 1/1 sapperling.
I think I win this argument because I used this card to beat Ben.
Ben, why do you hate this card?
Because I am tired of playing against it. Because
it's annoying?
And getting beaten.
So it's good, is what you're saying.
Yeah, seems fine. I don't think we're first
ben,
picking this card.
Ben is being grumpy.
All right, next we have Raven's Crime, ooh, which is not about the girl from That's So Raven committing murder. Which
although
is what I initially
that
thought.
Happened on that show.
She did. She had did. To go to prison.
Which led to the sequel show, mm-hmm, That's So Raven in Prison.
Right. Very literal. One black, target player discards a card and has retrace. So
oh,
you can cast
snap.
It from your graveyard by discarding a land card in addition to paying the cost.
Okay, now this card is bad.
Why is this card bad?
Okay.
Because how many times do you need to make your opponent discard a card?
I don't know. It's not worth a card by itself, right?
Well,
yeah,
you can keep casting it forever. That's the only thing that makes this card good. But it's like, once you've cast it, like, now they know that you have it.
They're gonna,
and
yeah, they'll play their dude.
And like, how many times, like, they're just going to keep lands in their hand and then make you discard to make them discard their lands.
Yeah, easily played around. Fury Charm, one in a red, instant. Choose one, destroy target artifact or target creature, gets +1/+1 and gains trample until end of turn, or remove 2 time counters from target permanent or suspend card.
Nice.
I don't know what this card's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Is that because you have options?
I just don't know like what deck it's supposed to go in. I guess it's supposed to be good against
it's supposed to go in a red deck.
Hey, Megan. The adults are talking. The adults are trying to figure this card out.
Getting
shut
all saucy.
Up, Mom and Dad.
It's getting all saucy up in here.
What do you think, Maria?
I think that this is fine sideboard for somebody who has a bone splitter or two.
Yeah,
a
I guess.
A bone splitter.
I think it removing time counters is annoying, but, like, it's not in any way, you know, it's not going to hamper my plans that bad, you know. Playing
no, but
against
you're
this-
removing 2 time counters from... Like, if you have suspend cards in your own deck, then this would be helpful. You get to remove 2 suspend
yes,
counters.
Yes, that's true.
That's
but
fine.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
But I probably
I
would.
I don't want to spend a whole card
yeah,
to remove 2 time counters.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not excited. Yeah. Thalid Shell Dweller, 1 in a green, 0/5 defender.
I don't know about this card, but he looks delicious.
Ew. What that's, do you
he looks
ew.
Like a pistachio.
Oh,
with tentacles.
Does.
He looks like a pistachio with tentacles.
You can, but you're going to take that part off anyway.
You're going to crack that part.
I think the tentacles come from inside. Like, technically, the tentacles are part of the nut and not the shell.
Yeah, those
situation.
Do look like part of the
so
nut.
So you're eating those. You're eating like a pistachio squid.
Nope.
Okay.
You get a sapperling after 3/1/1 counters with this dude.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have played some fairly fast decks in Modern Masters, and so this guy will slow down those fast decks.
Yeah,
but he won't slow down your fast flyer decks.
You know, in a fungus deck, in a sapling deck, he's gonna do okay. I think, especially if you have some of those, if you have that dude that Ben hated just a
that's
second ago.
That's a pretty
ago,
big if, though.
That's true. Well, I mean, why are you drafting a fungus deck if you don't have either of those other two dudes?
Because your parents didn't raise you right.
There you go.
Because you have fungus, and it makes you feel, you know, loved.
Yeah.
Pyrite Spell Bomb, 1 colorless.
Woo!
Pay red to sacrifice it, and it deals 2 damage to target creature or player, or sacrifice it for 1 colorless and draw a card.
Watch nice. Out.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Like this guy.
Deal 2 damage, motherfuckers.
I think this card is A-OK.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can do 2 damage or you can draw a card.
Sweet.
What more could you want?
What do you want from life? God.
Yeah.
Greedy. All right.
God, get out of my lawn.
Vedalakin Dismisser.
Vedalkin?
Vedalkin.
Why is that a hard word to say?
Vedalakin.
Look, I've been studying Welsh a lot for camp, and we have to pronounce every letter. 5 and a blue for a 2/2. What?
Get
wait,
out of here.
There's more.
What?
When Vedalkin Dismisser enters the battlefield, put target creature on top of its owner's library. So it's a totally lost plus a 2/2.
All right.
To me, the first 6 mana, I'm like, nope.
It's fine.
God, I don't want to pay 6 for a 2/2.
But then you get to put a creature on top of their library, and
yes,
then you know what they're drawing next turn.
That's true, but I feel like I want a different bounce spell. I feel like I would like an...
You'd rather just put it back in their hand?
I would rather have an Aether Snipe.
I think I would rather have an Aether Snipe or like a Mull Drifter or something.
Yes.
Just all right. The fact that it's 6 mana...
That's a lot. That is expensive.
It is a lot for a 2/2.
That is expensive as...
It's a sweet effect, but...
Expensive.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. This card's not making me come out of retirement.
All right. Next up, Frogmite. 4 colorless, 2/2, affinity for artifacts. Costs 1 less for each artifact you control, so it's a fucking frog. There's your fat green frog, Megan.
He's not a fat green frog. He's like a metal frog who's gonna get you with those pliers in his hand.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
I think that's his hand.
He's got like Edward Scissorhands hands.
He really does.
He can give you a wicked mohawk. This little guy.
He's gonna make us some topiaries. That's actually his other ability. Affinity for artifact and creates topiaries.
He gets 1/1 topiaries.
Yeah.
Out there. Ben, have you played an artifact deck at all?
I have not played one myself. I did play a very long game against one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How does it seem?
I think it's pretty good. Pretty good. If you get all the stuff, you can start doing some shenanigans and recurring things and returning things to your hand and drawing multiple cards a turn and returning things from your graveyard and like saving for your retirement. It's just a lot of good things can happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. People like this guy, Avian Changeling,
as
2 and a white. 2/2, and he's a changeling. He's flying, of course. He's any creature type at all times.
Wow. That's just a sweet card, man.
Yeah.
You get a little 2/2 flyer for 3, and no matter what type of deck you're running, he can be that creature type. So you get your, what is it? Is it tribal? Is that what it's called? Tribal?
That's right.
Tribal.
Very nice.
Get your tribal going on.
Have you ever put Saperling counters on this thing?
I did not. Although I did have it in my Saperling deck.
Oh.
Because you would be able to if you had that other dude. Whose name I forget.
Yep, that's the one. His name is Josh.
You know what?
That's right, Josh. Josh and Alex.
And Alex.
We saw Alex a little bit ago.
Right.
That was Alex.
So, Ben, what would this have to cost for it to be all colorless?
To be all colorless?
Like, in its casting cost.
Well... I mean,
wait, what?
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, that's what I'm asking you.
If this were an artifact creature?
Yeah.
What would it cost to be
Why
like
would you
fair?
Want it to be an artifact creature?
Because it has white in its mana, and what if I don't want to play white?
You want to play it in your Rakdos deck?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't know. How much is a 2/2 flying artifact creature?
4, says Millennium Gargoyle.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how much Millennium Gargoyle was.
Yeah, but Millennium Gargoyle was not all creature types all the time in an archetype where creatures are important.
That's true. So maybe 5.
Okay.
Let's bump them up 1.
No, I mean, I think if they wanted still to 4. Make that card, they could make it for 4.
Okay.
5 is probably a little expensive for that card. But,
okay.
I mean, you can look at this card and, like, this card could probably cost 4 and still be good.
Yeah, like, I agree.
You know, probably... Probably, you know, deserves to be somewhere between, like, 3 and 4, you know what I mean?
Which
3.5 mana.
Which one is the changeling? He's this guy in the front who's, like, glass. He's, like, glass duck.
Yeah, glass duck.
Yeah, he's not, like,
yeah.
See how there's, like, lots of birds and the one of them looks different?
Yep.
I think he's the one that looks different.
The one that looks different. Aw, he's like the ugly duckling. And then he grows up and he's like, I'm a changeling, motherfuckers.
Oh my god, he has a face.
He's more like Odo. You can tell he's trying real hard to be a duck.
He also has... Does he have a really fat stomach?
You guys, look up Avian Changeling. That fucker has a face.
He is creepy. And he also has boobs.
Yikes.
I mean, look. Sometimes you get the details wrong.
Look at that.
That's
right?
One... I see one boob, Max.
Come on. There are 2 boobs in there.
Next up. Nantuko Shaman.
Yeah.
2 and a green for a 3/2. When you enter the battlefield, if you control no tapped lands, draw a card, and you can suspend him for 1/2 for 2 colorless, and 2 green, 1. Suspend 1.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds...
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Fine.
This guy is interesting because his suspend cost is greater than his up at the topsies cost.
Hard casting cost.
But they
I would say, yeah, I would say hard cast.
Converted mana cost.
Come on, up in the topsies.
Not as a normal man.
Up in the topsies?
Why would you convert it?
You guys, why are we not calling it the ups and the topsies cost?
What's the acronym for that?
Ups and the topsies?
Up in the topsies cut. Utuk.
You can probably take out the I. The I isn't necessary. So, utk.
Ooh, we've got an uncommon here.
Yeah. Hey, it's Alex, everybody.
Alex has joined us.
Hey, Alex.
Can't stand Alex.
Spore Sower Thalid. Two colorless, two green for a 4/4. At the beginning of your upkeep, you get a spore counter, remove 3, put a sapperling out.
Wow.
Mm. And so this is what you're talking about. We could put a spore counter on our little avian changeling buddy.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't played Thalids because it scares me a little bit because I think it leads to a very clogged up board state.
And you don't like math.
And I don't like to do math.
So. Or clogged up board states.
Play to your outs. Just play to your outs. Yep. If your only out is not doing math, play to that out.
Draft there flyers, you guys.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas! Ooh, who's happy to see Mold Drifter?
You are.
Everybody, probably.
Because you just said that.
So hungry.
Ben, no more eating Mold Drifter. My God, he made sushi out of Mold Drifter.
But I'm hungry and thirsty, and he looks like he can solve every problem I have.
He does look like that.
What about your debts, Ben? Can he solve those?
I see a credit card under his dorsal fin.
You're right. And his mouth looks like it could have several more credit cards, like, hidden inside. Have you guys ever hidden something in your mouth?
No, have you? Have you ever hidden something in your mouth and then been like,
I didn't
it's
put
not
it
in my
mouth.
Have
you ever done that?
A plastic dinosaur.
Everybody, oh, Megan weird. Put a plastic dinosaur in her mouth the other day, and Ben and I witnessed it, and then she blatantly lied to our faces that she had ever put that plastic dinosaur in her mouth.
That didn't happen.
See what I mean?
That didn't
She's still
happen.
Doing it, wow.
Well, Mull Drifter is 4 colorless and a blue for a 2/2 flyer. And when he enters, you can draw 2 cards. Otherwise, you can evoke him for two colorless and 1 blue. And yeah, just get to draw 2 cards when he comes in and sacrifice.
So good. So good. Nice. Here's a card. Here's
value.
A 2/2 I want in my deck.
Love this guy.
Real nice.
I'd first pick this dude. No prob.
I'd second pick him.
Oh,
after first picking
snap.
One. I would spend... let's see. I would... pick this up to 12 times, I think, before
okay,
I'd
good.
Start picking the other cards.
Good, good. Yeah, that's a crazy draft.
Before I tried to round out my deck.
What is this draft that has 12 Mold Drifters available?
It's, crazy,
you know,
draft, man.
That is a crazy
shit happens.
Draft. All right.
At first, I thought this was overcosted because it does cost 5 and it's a 2/2.
You are out of your mind!
Look, Ben, it was my first... I was inexperienced with this format.
We didn't know any better.
Now I know.
How
it is
this
amazing.
Undercosted?
I
explain
said,
yourself.
Over.
How is this overcosted?
Because it's 5 mana for a 2/2.
Flyer.
Flyer.
Who draws 2
who
cards?
Who draws 2 cards?
Yes. I realize that now.
Okay.
How much would you pay to draw 2 cards?
3 mana.
Okay. How much would you pay for a 2/2 flyer?
3.
So do you see what the problem is?
Got it.
Do you
Got
see
it.
What the problem is?
Plus, if for some reason you don't want to spend 5 mana,
you can
just evoke him.
Just
oh
evoke him
God.
And take 2 cards, bitch!
Oh my God,
take
I want to slap the underside of your chin.
Do it. I want you to do it, Ben.
That's a
Let's
weird...
Let's move on.
I did actually cast him for his evoke cost once. It was
nice.
It was fine.
Well done.
Kitchen Finks!
Oh,
Kitchen Finks!
1 and 2 hybrid green white mana.
You guys, this is maybe my favorite name of a creature that I've come across.
Also, another podcast on the MTG Cast Network.
What is a Finx?
It's
an oofy. It's a kind of oofy.
A creature
oh, you're
type
right.
oofy.
Creature.
Just, it's kind of like a brownie.
Oofy.
Oh, sure.
But more oofy-ish.
A little more.
All right, wait, let me see. Where is he
Stop.
In this picture? Sorry. Where is he? Is he that thing?
There are multiple. It's more
There's
than one.
There's more. Fink. You're right. Oh, a fink. It's a fink singular.
Yes.
Kitchen
yeah, look at
finks.
Those things.
I kind of want finks to be the singular, and then finkses to be the plural.
Kitchen sink is an equipment that you can put on kitchen fink.
Oh, that's right. I love putting a kitchen sink on my kitchen finks.
Yeah, so these guys, when they enter the battlefield, you gain 2 life. You know, what the fuck? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because
they have persist, so when it dies, if it had no -1/-1 counters on it, you can return it to the battlefield under your own control with a -1/-1 counter on it.
So sweet.
And gain 2 more life, bitch!
Mm.
And then you can, like, otherworldly journey this?
What's yeah. That? Which that is where you exile it and then return it to your control at the end of the next during the next end step with a +1/+1 counter
nice.
On it.
Nice, nice.
Reset. Then we get to start the whole party all over again.
People love the Finks. This card is worth like $4, I guess.
Yeah, he's a construction card for sure. I don't think he's quite as good as a Muldrifter. I think I'd still rather
have the Muldrifter.
Drifter.
So would I. Nice. He's a champ. All right, here's our gold card. What a disappointment.
Our gold card?
Our rare.
Oh.
Sorry.
Gold card. Gold standard. Gold card.
No one says that.
I can't say gold card. He's right because...
That's a multicolor card.
Oh, you're right. All right. Shame on you.
Angel's Grace. 1 white. Instant. It has split second. So what you can do is you can't lose the game this turn when you play this card. Opponents can't win this game this turn. Until the end of turn, damage would reduce your life to the last.
I'm Eric Foster. Who's Eric Foster? I just made that.
Yeah, so this card was played against me in a match.
Oh, yeah?
And I remember thinking, okay, I'll kill you next turn.
And did
what
you?
Does it do?
So when this card is cast, you can't lose the game this turn, and your opponents can't win the game this turn. Until end of turn, damage that would reduce your life to less than 1 reduces it to 1 instead. It has split second, so it can't be countered.
Yeah. All right.
And I just remember thinking, oh, okay, well, I'll kill you next time. So, I.
And did you?
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah. You never know.
It does seem like a fog. Yeah. Seems pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want it. But
yeah,
there you have
it. I wouldn't pick it.
I don't want it either.
Our foil is Perilous Research.
Oh, no. That guy looks
this
like he's
in rough shape.
This
picture is the weirdest fucking picture out there.
Yeah, man.
This
Look,
picture
sometimes,
weirds me out.
Sometimes you draw all over your face, and then you...
And then you slice it open, and water comes out
Wolverine
of your head.
Wolverine slashes your head, and you find out that you...
You're a melon.
You're
a melon,
melon
and
all
you're
along.
Wet.
All along.
Nice, juicy melon that you were just...
Yeah, that's right.
You were just a bunch of Muldrifters in a coat.
This card is like... Oh, yeah, I remember
Detective,
at the grocery store.
Is there something wrong today? No, nothing's...
We're on the case. We're a normal human.
We're a normal human.
Normal
Wait
human.
A second.
Haven't drawn any extra cards today.
Why is your coat so wet? It's not raining.
Oh, I have sweaty pits.
And I'm peeing nonstop.
Is that a way to pay off my credit card debt in your mouth?
Oh, quick! Evoke!
Why do I have these 2 cards?
You can see that new drama on ABC this fall. Muldrifter Detective.
Devious Muldrift.
And you know what? The real mystery is, how many Muldrifters are actually in that coat? I've heard that it's 5.
Up to 5.
Yeah, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Could be a lot.
It could be as few as 3. It could be as few as 3.
That's the arc of the show.
How do you, yeah.
Is how many Muldrifters are in the coat.
How do you even tell?
You can't.
I can't.
You know, because, I mean, he's solving mysteries every week, sure.
That's true.
But how many, you know, can you be sure on Monday
that
the guy you talked to last Friday is the same Muldrifter that was in the coat?
That's right, because it's actually, we learn on episode 1, the big reveal at the end of the episode, is he goes home and he opens the door and it's a house full of Muldrifters and coats.
Uh-huh.
So they can just swap out at random.
I just want to know how we got that woman pregnant.
Yeah, well,
season 2.
We'll find out when she has the baby. And we see all the flashbacks of...
Cliffhanger.
That's the sound of a Muldrifter coming out of a June.
Oh, good.
You're welcome.
Good.
So you two have been playing with your constructed decks a little bit. You two battled.
Yep.
Yeah.
I won every game.
That's true.
Really untrue. That's super untrue.
Megan, how did it go?
You guys, I thought it went really well.
So you were victorious.
I was. Mm. It was in fact pretty entertaining because I was like, Ben, do you want to play a match? And then I beat him.
Mm.
So then we had to play 2 more.
I understand.
Because Ben needed to see what would happen.
Well, Ben, your deck seems like...
Ben's like, no, that's not what happened.
I mean, I watched the first game of this battle. And that's
true. Before you got tired and had to be put to bed.
Yeah. By, with a shot. Oh, God, Michael Jackson. What? Too soon.
What?
Michael Jackson, the Zoe died.
What?
Oh, he took a shot and it killed him?
Yeah.
I thought you just meant a shot of alcohol.
Oh, no.
Like, Maria, here, quick. Down this vodka and go to bed.
Megan's deck was green-white tokens.
That's right.
Ben had... What do you call your deck?
It's the Is It Blitz deck.
Okay. And it is very tricky. It can do 20 points of damage.
That's true.
Unblockable.
That's true.
On so, turn four.
Can it also win when you're not doing a tricky trick with it?
It can.
It did.
It did?
It did one or two.
It has done that. Yeah.
Yeah. I got gutter sniped to death once.
Yeah, sure. Gutter snipe is good pretty time. Good against Megan's deck.
Yeah.
Two
games. I think two games you won because you gutter sniped me to death.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
That sucked.
But in the end, Megan, you had a better record.
Yes.
In this mini tournament.
That is true.
So Ben, what can your deck do to make itself less vulnerable to Megan attacks?
Well,
don't go out at night.
Basically, the reason Megan won is because she fogged me. She had fog, which is really good against my deck because it can do 20 points of damage in one turn.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then if you fog that damage, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yep, so I think there's kind of two approaches I can take. One is, if I think fog is really a problem, I can bring in cards that either counter the fog or, cards like Skullcrack that prevent... damage from being prevented.
Yep.
Or I can just not worry about it because no one plays that deck.
Megan, That's fair. Just beaten the format with your deck.
You might want to play more than one deck before you make that conclusion.
I think
true.
What I broke was Ben's spirit.
Ben, how does your spirit feel?
I feel fine.
All right.
I'm going to be okay with this.
Wait, let me talk to your spirit for a second.
Okay.
Ben, hey Ben Spirit.
Yo.
How are you feeling, Ben
so
Spirit?
So good.
Wow, his spirit is like really cool.
It's really
relaxed.
Chill. I wish we could hang out with Ben Spirit more often. Ben Spirit, please don't tell Ben that.
Hey, no problem.
Cool. I'm glad you're so chill.
Ben Spirit, you want a drink or something?
No worries.
Okay. Oh my God, let's get Ben Spirit so drunk.
Let's get Ben Spirit so
don't
drunk.
Tell Ben. Don't tell
don't
Ben.
Don't tell Ben. Ben Spirit, don't tell Ben.
Hey, whatever.
Ben Spirit, thanks for putting up with my smack talk.
No worries.
All right.
Library books, dude.
Bye.
Bye.
Tell the spirit librarian I said hi.
I don't take orders.
We used to have a thing. It would just be nice if you told him I still think about him sometimes.
Yeah, not gonna tell him that.
God damn it, Ben Spirit. I thought you were chill.
I am.
He doesn't want to get involved.
All right, that's fair.
All right, bring back Ben.
Hey, can I borrow some money?
No.
No, fuck
no,
you.
No way. Don't let him do it.
Ben's spirit never pays you back.
God.
Can I just see your car keys real quick?
You know what?
No.
You know what, Ben's spirit?
Ben's
we're
spirit.
Not, we, fool
Stop
us once.
It.
Fool
Stop
us
it.
Once.
Do you know what? Once.
Okay, I just got to use your bathroom.
Nope.
No. And
last
don't
time.
Ask to see my boobs.
Last time you used my bathroom? I woke up the next day, I didn't have a bathroom.
What the fuck?
I had not a bathroom.
Yeah, you had a hole where it used to
yeah.
be.
Mm-hmm.
It was a portal to the spirit realm, which is useful,
well,
but
you know.
Not to pee in.
All right, now you bring back Ben.
Okay.
God, you know, I
hey,
feel kind of bad. Oh, hey, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hey. How was your time in Dream World?
What are you talking about?
Oh, God, he doesn't
oh,
know.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Ben, time has passed. It's like 5 minutes from the last time
what?
We saw you.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
I gotta go.
Ben, no.
Is that all you want to say about this?
I don't know. In all seriousness, I'm smack talking a little bit. But,
why don't you tell us what's in your deck a little bit?
Oh, yeah,
because
okay,
Ben
sure.
told us what was in
that's right.
his deck last time.
It's a little sloppy right now because I'm still
yeah,
I'm
it
still
is.
Messing around with it to see what's what. But let's see. There's, of course, there's four Call of the Conclaves. We have some Call of the Conclaves. We have a little bit of Unflinching Courage. Some Advent of the Worms. Some Chorus of Mites. And some Wayfaring Temples, which get along real well sometimes. Let's see. Some Tristanis. Let's see. What else? Working on getting some Oblivion Rings, because I don't really have any. I have one. I own one. So the rest is a rest right now. Subbing in for that.
Sure.
Four Celestia Charms.
Yeah.
Which I fucking love. Love that card. I feel like that's kind of like, you're getting the idea.
Megan, okay. Why don't you have any Voice of Resurgences, like the popular green-white decks today?
Oh my god, because I was looking at all those articles that are like, here's the great green-white decks, and it has four Voice of Resurgence. Fuck you, I don't have $320, you bitch. I'm sorry, wow. Maria, I didn't mean to take that out on you.
I don't think it's $320.
That's true. It's like 60 bucks a piece. Yeah. So 240. Yeah. I also don't have $240.
Go. Is this one of the creepiest texts you could get from your mom?
Don't forget the super moon will rise tomorrow night.
I could think of worse.
What it does seems that like mean? It's a code.
What does that mean?
Well, you know what, Megan?
It means there's going to be super werewolves out there. Mm-hmm.
I gotta go.
Seth Green. All right. So it seems like your deck, you're fine without our friend Voice of Resurgence.
Yeah, I think it would definitely be an awesome card to have. And I think it would be great. That's why people put it in their decks.
What are your plans for this deck, Megan?
I just want to go to FNM at our local store and not get my ass kicked every time.
Okay.
All right.
So you guys set the bar low and maybe you'll jump over it.
We'll see.
That's how I got over the hurdles in middle school. See. So, and then high school came around and I just hit them.
Sweet. So Megan's gone and done it. She's invented a new draft format, everybody.
That's right.
What an inventor.
Yeah, although part of the credit goes to our friend Ted.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Ted. So the way, we're still workshopping this.
Everybody,
put
your listening ears on, put your thinking brains in, take out your...
Put on your workshop
masturbating
caps.
Brains and put in the thinking brains.
And your masturbating brain can go on a shelf.
Yep, for now.
For now.
Remember to dust it.
There's a time and a place for it, for sure.
Yeah, we need to think about this and see if this can be a viable, fun format to play with your friends.
And if you have any ideas, please feel free to send us any thoughts, notes, ideas on this format. So the way it works is you start out with a regular, like, 8-person draft. Everyone does the draft. Each person builds their deck, and then you sit down and you start playing your first matches. And then you set a timer for 5 minutes.
An egg timer?
Sure, any type of timer, Ben.
A grandfather clock?
If you want to go through the trouble, I've heard that grandfather clocks are notoriously crotchety when you try to program them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know that I had to walk to school in the snow a mile each way? How dare you tell me to ding in 5 minutes?
And mice are always doing it in there.
That's true. Mice are always doing it in
okay.
there. Anyways, so after 5 minutes, everyone gets up and goes one seat to the left. And then
whoever's on the left just leaves?
No, they rotate around the table.
Oh, so they have to
yes.
be...
Yes, so they're going to start playing the opposite side of the game they were just in.
What?
Yeah, so you...
Holy
when
balls.
When the timer goes off, you just leave everything the way that it is, and you move one seat to the left and pick up in the middle of that game, et cetera. And you keep doing this every 5 minutes.
And you keep your life total?
That's what we haven't gotten around to.
Okay.
Do you move and you... pick up the life total of the game that you're moving into? Do you take your life total with you?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we've thought about is, okay, so maybe you get 1 point if you're sitting in a seat and you win a game, like in that seat. Or if your deck wins, no matter what, you get a point, no matter who is playing it. So you get a point for each of those things, but you also want to encourage people to play a deck well while they're sitting in a seat, even if they're not necessarily going to win that hand.
Yeah,
so you're not sabotaging.
How do you keep someone from, like, just slow playing the games they're going to lose? Honor system?
And I was going to say, you could just play with seven people that you know aren't dicks.
I don't know that many people.
We can't
that's
play with Ben.
We don't know that many not dicks. So that's sort of one of the things that we're workshopping.
Okay, sweet.
Is how do you get each person at the table to play each game that they're sitting at right. to the best of their ability to really honestly try and win? Play that deck as best as
you know. Can. I think imperative is also the ding bell.
Yes.
Which we will have to ding after 5 minutes to make it seem like the other idea came off of speed dating.
Yes.
So I think the bell is very important.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ding.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
All right, everybody. If you have some ideas, email us at magicktheamateuring@gmail.com.
We'll read them.
Yeah. If you want to try it out and tell us how it goes, do that too.
We'll read them.
If you want to take a video of yourself,
we'll read them.
That's not necessarily true.
Okay, if your video is...
Yikes.
...is non-pornographic in nature, we'll watch it.
Nah, no promises.
Okay. If it's related to magic and is or is not pornographic, we'll watch it.
We'll watch it. Great moments in addiction.
Yeah.
So Megan and I have been playing Magic since October of 2012.
Oh.
That's right.
Yep. And we've had many great moments
barely
in addiction.
Barely even counts.
That's long. True. That what?
That's why Ben says babies don't count when they're 7 months old.
That's right. Ben
yeah,
doesn't
that's not
count
a baby.
Babies.
Don't you know, like there's so many people that are older.
That's true.
But they're not even trying.
If Ben sees someone nursing a baby in public,
like,
he's
what
like,
"What are you doing with your boob out?"
Exactly.
Oh God! What I was going to say is, we've had lots of great moments in addiction along our journey, our magical journey path.
Uh huh.
And I had a few this week actually that I noted.
Okay.
And I wanted to share with everybody.
Go for it.
Yeah. Let's.
Let's hear it.
All
Let's
right.
See it.
So my first great moment in addiction was when I was going into the bathroom at work. Stay with me.
I'm picturing it.
Okay. And I remember thinking to myself, which stall should I first pick?
That's awesome.
That's what I literally
That's
thought.
Awesome.
And it didn't even occur to me that I had just used a magic terminology in my thinking until I was like in there. And then I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
I just use magic terms for
Did
this.
Did you then use the bathroom 44 more times?
Yeah. Eventually.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. What else?
My next great moment was when I was looking at a Word document that my boss had sent me. And at the top, it said draft in all big letters.
And you were like, yes!
And I was like, yes, a draft! No, Maria. It is merely a draft of a Word document.
Of a Word document.
Wow.
My third great moment was walking down the hall, hearing my purse make little jangly noises on the inside, and knowing that I could not tell if that was in fact like pills, like aspirin, or dice, in my dice container.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
I only have one that comes to mind recently, and I just posted it to Twitter, but I'll say it anyways in case you don't follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you don't, you should. MTA cast. And you could have already known what's about to happen. My great moment in addiction is I had a dream last night where I kept playing Shocklands every turn. And every turn I was just like, yeah, I'll pay the 2 life so it enters untapped.
Did you die?
Oh,
I don't know. I didn't get to that point in my dream. Also, I don't, like in my dream, I played cards, but I don't remember any other part of the game. Other than that, I was just like, Shockland, yeah, I'll pay 2 life.
I love a good magic dream.
Yep, so there you have it.
Ben, have you had magic dreams?
I think I've had one or two, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember what happened.
All right.
Sign of a true addict.
That's right. Doesn't matter, man. One of them's just like another.
Have you had a great moment in addiction? Tweet it at us at MTA.
We'll watch it.
Well, okay.
We'll watch it.
Maybe.
Unless it's pornographic and not related to magic.
In which case, only Maria will watch it.
There you go. And if it's a pornographic, again, and related to magic, then hey, Nice work.
Then I feel you've got the market
cornered. You've cornered something there.
Man, has nobody done a magic porn?
Someone has to have had done... That was not a sentence that's appropriate. Someone has to have had... Has to have had done that.
Okay.
Megan's melting.
Oh, no.
All right, in your perfect magic porn, who's delivering the pizza and who's buying it?
Wait, why is there pizza in my magic porn?
I'm just setting up the premise.
Wait, how does pizza delivery... That, I think you're just thinking of a different porno.
I'm thinking Karn, the stone golem planeswalker.
Is okay.
He even? He's a silver golem.
Okay, silver golem. He's delivering the pizza.
Oh, okay.
And Liliana of the Veil is ordering the pizza.
Liliana of the Veil is pretty hot.
That's why she's ordering.
Yeah.
I want people to watch this.
All right.
I'm not having the kitchen finks deliver the pizza.
No, that's a different type of movie. I'm still trying to think of who I would put in my... Who would be delivering the pizza in my magic porn.
Mole Drifter.
What? How many of them? How many?
I think in mine it would be Bone Splitter.
I'm just a giant axe.
Oh, snap.
Oh, God.
Wow, I really can't make up my mind. I feel like you could get, like, Borborygmos Enraged in there, and then you're getting into, like, some S&M porn, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm thinking of, like, Rurikthar. He has, like, that big hammer in his hand.
Any gruel-based porn is
S&M.
Is S&M.
For sure.
Well, no, what about Rakdos, though?
No, Rakdos is more just like, what the fuck? You're just like, holy, this is like an acid trip, but a porno.
All Celestia porn was made in the 70s, if you know what I mean.
And all Celestia porn is orgies. It's all orgies. Because you're just, mm-hmm. There's so many of them.
What's is it porn like, Ben?
Is it porn is all about the contraptions. It's all about the setup.
We've done it, Megan. We've made Ben uncomfortable.
Yep.
I can die happy.
He really is. He really is. If you want to tell us what kind of porno the...
No.
The other guilt in me. Maria says don't. Maria says just don't.
Create a card.
Go for it, Maria.
This week, we're creating Mouth Dinosaur.
I like Mouth Dino.
Mouth Dino.
Mouth Dino.
Mouth Dino?
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
From when Megan, we told
put
the story
a
of
dinosaur
Ma-
in
put
mouth.
Megan put the dinosaur in her mouth.
But I didn't!
Whatever.
Okay, fine. Tell us about Mouth Dino.
Well, it's kind of like Imperiosaur.
Okay.
Which is 5/5 for 4. What?
What?
But you can only cast it with mana made by basic lands.
Quite
which
right.
Which is not really that big of a drawback, right?
No.
So I think Mouth Dino is a 5/5 for 4, but he can only be
cast if you can put the whole card in your mouth.
Oh, God.
He can only be cast using mana that was produced this turn.
What?
Whoa.
That's not going to... But then you're never going to be able to cast him.
Now, you're always going to be able to cast him.
What?
Because you... When you tap...
Oh, that mana is being produced that turn.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, when you tap that land for that mana.
But if it's mana that's been kept in your mana pool for multiple turns because you have some card that lets you do that,
then
you can't do it.
So you can cast him in every instance except one very specific.
There's like, I think there's like 2 or 3 cards that would make you unable to cast him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
And even then, you could still cast him. Probably. Because those cards are probably too expensive to even have out by the time you could just cast this guy.
I feel like Imperiosaur being a creature type lizard is just magic fighting back against making creature type dinosaur.
Yeah.
They're a little reluctant, it's true.
Why?
That's fair.
Why?
That's why this...
dinosaurs are science.
What are the human cards?
Oh, those
whatever.
Don't even worry about it.
Who cares? No one cares.
they have not done a dinosaur set, but the Imperiosaur was from Future Sight, which is the set where they're like, oh, maybe so that it was like supposedly they had cards that came from the future. And they're like, oh, maybe someday
we'll have a dinosaur set. We'll do a
dinosaur set.
Is Imperiosaur an imperial dinosaur? So is it like an emperors and dinosaurs theme set?
I think it's supposed to invoke the flavor of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I want it to be an emperors and dinosaurs. Yeah. I want it to be like ancient Rome meets dinosaurs.
I want Jesus and dinosaurs.
Maybe that's what Theros. Okay. Maybe that's what Theros is all about.
I wanted to create a card called Kitchen Sink.
Sure.
It's an equipment.
Yeah.
It costs one.
Uh-huh.
And it's one to equip, and it makes the equipped creature a changeling.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because when everything ends up in the kitchen sink, man.
Yeah.
I think it's an artifact. It costs one mana.
Okay.
And it says, if anything would happen to all permanents, it happens to all permanents other than kitchen sink instead.
I think it's an artifact equipment.
Uh-huh.
That is, when you put it on, you can choose of any kind of artifact that is in the set. It can be that.
It can be that.
Yeah. Any kind of artifact?
It can be any kind of equipment. It can be any equipment
in the set.
Nice.
What? So you just name an equipment and you can make it that?
Yeah.
And you can in make that. The set?
Wait, in one is set? Way too cheap. This
in
is
a, this set?
In our created set? Card set.
Oh, in our created card set.
In our created card set.
So you're going to
wait,
you're
that's
say
really powerful.
Yes, it is.
The name of the set on the card?
It should probably...
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I didn't... I'm thinking too small. You're right. People are going to be playing with this once we make other sets. Shit. Yeah.
Right, this is going to end up in a...
I think that needs to cost more.
All right.
I think it needs to cost probably at least three.
Fine.
It costs
I think
three.
It should cost, let's say, we'll say 20, just to be on the safe side.
Some of the
I'm
going
to say it costs three, and it costs three more to equip.
Brilliant.
And then it costs three more, just because.
That's going to be at the bottom of the card, just because.
Just cuz. Pay three.
Pay three.
Because.
Three colon. Just cuz.
Just cuz.
Just cuz. All right.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening to our Vegas show. It's been fun to have you here in Vegas, where we are, definitely where we are right now.
You could have been doing anything.
And,
but you're staying here with us.
Potentially, you are doing anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, except for listening.
To your wife saying, clean up the bathroom, you asshole.
Or to your husband saying, look, I'd like to give this another try.
Or to your kids saying, we're lonely. We don't know what the point of life is. Pay attention to your family.
That's our lesson.
Don't end up like us.
If you want to find us, if you want to respond to any of our prompts from this week, you can send us an email at magicktheamaturing@gmail.com. You can tweet at us, again, at MTAcast.
Do it, do it. We're trying to get to 100 Twitter followers. We're getting
200.
There, you guys.
We're trying to get to 200.
We're trying to get to 200.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
You can leave us a review on iTunes. If you write us a little blurb on iTunes, we'll make a fun pun out of your username.
And do it, because it's been a long time since we've had a blurb.
That's right. We've had some nice reviews. People leave us star reviews, but then we can't thank them, because... We don't know who
let's
they are.
Let's do a pun. Did someone give us a 4-star review?
Wait, 5 stars is the highest.
Okay, let's make a pun out of 5 stars.
5 stars. All right,
5 stars. Hey, thanks for the 5 stars.
5 stars.
You're like a 4-star restaurant, but one better.
Hey, 5 stars. You're kind of like the Big Dipper, but missing a few.
Hey, 5 stars. I want to reach for the stars with my hand, which has 5 fingers, because of you.
Hey, 5 stars, I want to get over, hit over the head and see you.
Nice. All right.
You can also get a hold of us through our website at magicktheamaturing.com or shoot us a message on Magic the Gathering Online. I'm horny_unicorny. Ben is middle schooler.
Mm.
We'll say hi.
And I'm still working on it, guys. We're going to have a party the day I get on.
Yeah, we are.
On MTG Online.
Let's
I'm
go.
I'm saving up my packs.
Woo!
Let's go hit the slots, you guys.
All right.
Ching, ching,
ching, ching.
Win
ching,
some
ching,
money!
Ching, ching, ching,
cherry,
ching,
cherry.
Ching, 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 ching.
Dinosaur.
What the fuck?
Imperious.